Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Getting to talk some San Diego State hoops. Coach Velasquez, thank you for joining us as always. How are you doing?
Doing great. Appreciate you guys having me, and excited to see how our boys go against UCLA next Friday. It will be a great test for us, and they've worked really hard from our last game last year to today. So excited where we're at.
That's right. The Aztecs taking on the Bruins next week, a week from today. And Coach, I would ask, you know, you guys go through a ton of work before next Friday comes. At what point are the coaching staff starting to look at each other like, man, we got to get enough, some more bodies in here. This isn't, we're tired of looking at our guys beat up on one another.
You know what? Most years I would say it's about right now. With this season, with the amount of competition we have at practice, I mean, we're truly, 12, 13 guys deep. Right now it's 12 wow. with Magoon Gwak being hurt. And it's just like, you know, the competition level isn't there enough to say, okay, gosh, should we really need to play someone else yet? Which is a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
And, our guys are competing, and it is fun. It's you know, as a coach and even as a player, I mean, practices right now around this time of year, like you said, kind of get to, like, we used to call them, like, the dog days of October.
Yeah.
Like, they're long, they're hard, and it's just like, you know, it's a time of year almost like it's more mental fatigue as much as it is physical. But with this group, they have so much competition. And every day, you can ask any coach, you can ask Coach Dutcher, and his starting five might change from last week.
Right.
You know, the competition is so real right now, and so it's fun. We haven't even felt like the dog days of October, if you will.
David Velasquez, from both Tony and I, again, thanks for about what you're about to give us all. Again, to me, San Diego State basketball has been a gift that we've been able to enjoy as fans, as alums, whatever it might be, for so long now. And, you guys, we appreciate that. Number one. Number two, thanks to Brian Dutcher for giving you like 20 minutes off of work so you can talk to us. So I know he's a tough guy.
Yeah.
Right. But last year was, again, to me, was another great season. You guys beat Houston. They ended up in the championship. You're 21-10, but for the first time in I don't know how long, we did not get out of the first round of the conference tournament. And the North Carolina game in the first round of the NCAAs didn't go the way anybody wanted to. So, and we know the injuries played a huge part in all of that. But how do you guys, when you sat down and kind of looked at last season, especially being as the previous two had ended up in the Sweet 16, how do you couch everything you did well last year against everything you probably want to do better this year?
I mean, simply, it's not good enough. Period. I mean, I don't think there's anybody from inside our locker room, and I say this quite a bit, but there's no higher expectations outside our locker room than the ones we have for ourselves inside it. And it wasn't good enough. You know, Brian Dutcher teams throughout every season he's ever been a head coach, the one staple is we get better throughout the year. Obviously, the Magoon injury did not help at the end of the year, but we just didn't feel like, you know, we had a great finish to our season. You mentioned the conference tournament. Obviously, everybody saw the North Carolina game, but just the feeling we had as a group, as a program, is a lot of the character we have of our guys who decided to come back and decided to shun a lot of the NIL money to go other places and go to programs just for money. We have a lot more to prove, and there's a feeling that we haven't done really anything as a group. Now we've done a lot as a program, but this group specifically, we need to do a lot more, and we have lofty goals for ourselves, which we always do. But, you know, last year, any year, if you're at San Diego State men's basketball, and you don't got confetti and you're not climbing ladders, cutting down nets, it's not a great season. It just isn't. And so for us, and that's kind of how we look at it. And we're fortunate and thankful that, you know, we've had fans step up and a lot of our support step up, our administration try to step up to keep our team together. And we did. And we were able to be one of the very few teams, if not the only team, of an at-large team in the NCAA tournament to return any undergraduate. And we were able to do that. And thank goodness we were, because we can now kind of build on last year. Yeah. A lot of these other programs are having to start fresh from last year. No matter how good the season was or how bad their season was, they got to start fresh. That's the new era of college athletics. But for us, we're going to be able to build on whatever last year was.
Coach Dave Velasquez joins us here, San Diego State Hoops assistant coach here at the Mesa. And Coach Velasquez, I feel like this particular spring leading into summer was a little bit different. You kind of hit on it. You guys had to wait a little bit on a couple guys. Guap ends up coming back. Miles Bird shuns the NBA. He comes back. Was it a little bit different from that standpoint, waiting on guys? I mean, you guys did what you guys always do. You bring some guys in the portal to kind of help. But it seemed like those two pieces falling in when they did certainly seemed like it made the spring and summer a little bit better.
Oh, there's no doubt they made it a lot better. that's not a little. No, those two guys made it a lot better. And yeah, they were able to not just say no to the NBA. They said no to a ton more money elsewhere. And that's already been talked about. And we need to continue to raise funds and keep our guys here. And, you know, that's what they deserve. And the city wants to have a good basketball program. It's just a new climate. That's the reality we live in nowadays. And, you know, those two guys are just, they're so special in their own way, especially on the defensive end. I mean, those are two, like, big-time elite defenders in their own way. Magoon is as good of a rim protector as we've ever had at San Diego State. And what I mean by that is he affects anybody going into the paint. Even if he's not really involved, they got to worry about where he's at. He's got this innate ability to block shots. And then Miles Burden, his ability to just make plays that you can't draw up. You can't go through a defensive drill and say, make that play. He has great defensive instincts. And then obviously offensively, there's things that they're going to continue to improve and grow on. And, you know, which sometimes just takes a little bit of just kind of natural playing, getting enough reps, getting enough minutes. I mean, that was really both of their first year of playing in any type of like a go-to role. And everybody saw Magoon Guap's growth throughout the season. And then you couple that with a lot of guys last year, like I said, who there's so many guys. You can go through the whole roster of guys that, you know, we're kind of thrown into the fire. I mean, Taji Gorville played 19.8 minutes as a true freshman. I mean, that's insane at San Diego State. But now you can build off that because he chose that this is the best program for his future and to stay. And so there's a lot of guys. Farrell Compton, I mean, B.J. Davis was a starter. Miles Heidi. I mean, there's so many guys. And then you add all these new pieces. So it's an exciting group, like I said. And that's why practice is still so fun. Like, to go back to our first talk, I mean, that's what it's all about. These guys are – and they want to win, and they want to get better, and they really enjoy playing with each other.
David Velasquez is with us, Aztec Basketball. Appreciate the time, Coach. And, you know, we could talk to you all day, both Tony and I, and so we might. I hope you don't have anything to do. No. Real quick, though, I said when Guath came back, and, you know, and then on top of it, you know, Miles Bird, they get a lot of credit, the two kids themselves. But I also think you and Dutch and the whole program and the fans and the whole, you know, thing that is San Diego State basketball gets a lot of credit too, because that's what they were coming back to. And I know you appreciated it, but I think you guys deserve a lot of the appreciation for creating an atmosphere that they would even want to think to return to. So that's part of it, isn't it?
It absolutely is. You know, and that started a long time ago when Coach Fisher and Coach Dutcher got here. You know, this is a family. This is a tradition. This is a culture. This is when you decide to come to San Diego State, you're going to be with us forever. And whether that's 1 year or whether that's 4 or 5 years, you know, you're part of this family. And how many look around college basketball and say, and they can say, I played there 26 years ago and my assistant coach is still there with Coach Dutcher.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on my 23rd season. And by the way, Coach Fisher still comes to practice weekly and still goes to every single game. And just the whole, I mean, it's just like, you can't, what has happened is not, it's not something that just started. You know, this is equity that's been built up over almost two decades, moving on to decade number three. I mean, it's special. Our guys feel how special it is, and we're lucky that they believed in us to be a part of how special of a family we have.
Well, Coach, we know you won't say it, so we're going to say it for you. We certainly are looking forward to what I think is going to be
We didn't even jinx them by telling them how good everybody around the country is saying they're going to be.
I don't believe any of that.
We wouldn't expect you to. Coach Velasquez, thank you for your time, as always.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you guys for having us, and go Aztecs.
Yes,
go
sir.
Go Aztecs, indeed. Coach Velasquez there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.